Brought to you by Bose, presenting their most advanced pilot headset ever, the Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides acclaimed noise reduction, along with a comfortable fit, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We're with Dr. Ian Blair Fries. He is an aviation medical examiner, a senior AME for the FAA, and he's involved in a program to qualify pilots who are on serotonin reuptake inhibitors, commonly known as Prozac. Dr. Fries, first of all, explain what the program is and how it's been going.
The Human Intervention and Motivation Study, and that's just a terrible acronym, started probably about 20 years ago, and initially applied to pilots that had alcohol and drug-related problems, and was an avenue to get them back into the cockpit. Within the past approximately 2.5 years, the FAA decided that certain pilots who had mild to maybe moderate depression, who were on SSRIs, and these medications typically would be Prozac, Lexapro, Zoloft, and Celexa, that these pilots, under a monitored program, could return to the cockpit. And they decided to use the same physicians, the same aviation medical examiners that were otherwise used for the alcohol and drug problems, to be part of this program.
So, how are the pilots on antidepressants doing?
They're doing quite well. There are basically two pathways. If you are on an SSRI, one of the four that I've mentioned, or by the way, on any other psychotropic medication, if you come off that medication, don't need to be on it, and are off for 90 days, you can have a regular issuance. Now, this, of course, is dependent upon the fact that you really don't need to be on it. And let me explain what happens. Generally speaking, if a physician hears that you're on a medication and you're doing well, it's unlikely he's going to take you off that medication. On the other hand, many people are placed on what we call psychotropic, in other words, these are medications that are brain active, for depression that may then have gone away, but the medication doesn't stop. If it's appropriate to stop the medication without problems, then you can have a regular certification. However, if you do need to stay on these medications, they're beneficial for you, and you have been on one of these four medications for a year, then you are potentially eligible to get a special issuance so that you can fly while taking these medications. However, that requires that you be monitored by a HIMSS AME, as well as the psychiatrist and or psychologist that is following you for the condition. The condition has to be stable, the medications have to not change in dosage, and the pilot has to not have problems with depression while on the medication.
So what is the monitoring process?
The monitoring process begins with a thorough evaluation, and that would be a psychiatric and psychological evaluation. There are a group of psychometric testing that needs to be done, and these are tests that typically a psychologist does, assuming that these tests don't show that they were particularly looking for what we call psychomotor conditions. In other words, is being on this medication affecting your ability to pilot, in other words, your ability to do the things that we need to do as a pilot. Assuming that you pass all of these tests, you've been stable for a year, you then see a HIMSS AME who puts together all the data and makes a package up that sends to the FAA, and the FAA looks at this and hopefully, and in most cases, will favorably decide that a special issuance, a discretionary issuance, can be given, in which case you're then notified of this. Now, typically, it will come with some strings attached, and that is that you may still need to be monitored, and typically monitored by the HIMSS AME, that you will continue to be monitored by your psychiatrist and or psychologist, and that, depending upon what you're using a certificate for, you will probably require some additional psychomotor testing somewhere along the line. Again, dependent upon whether you're doing this for commercial purposes or whether you're doing this for private pilot. Things are a little bit more stringent, obviously, if you're being paid to be a pilot.
Okay, well, the belief is that there are hundreds, maybe thousands, of pilots who are on these drugs who are just not declaring them at medical time. Have you spoken with any of those pilots? Are they part of your program? And how do they like the program?
Well, I mean, as I would say to a lawyer, that's a compound question, which means that there are a lot of parts of it. First of all, are there people out there that are taking SSRIs, taking antidepressant medication, and find it quite helpful and are not advising the FAA about it? I'm sure there are people out there that is the case. Do I have a way of measuring how many that is? No, I don't. Have I had people come to me and say to me, I've been on this, what should I do about it? And in those patients, pilots, I suggest that they stop flying and that they then make an application to the FAA if they've been on the medication for a year. And then we go forward from that as anybody else has. Now, exactly the action that the FAA will take on these people if there's a question of non-disclosure, that's up to the FAA. Quite frankly, in the few cases I've been involved in, I have not seen a problem. But understand that if you've lied on your, falsified your medical application, you are open to potentially sanctions. I cannot recommend it.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
Brought to you by Bose, presenting their most advanced pilot headset ever, the Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides acclaimed noise reduction along with a comfortable fit, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.